From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another European migrant disaster. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday, as Western Balkan leaders are meeting in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among leaders attending the summit, calling the discovery of the bodies horrible and a warning to resolve the migration problems. An Islamic State suicide car bomber drove into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders. Iraqi officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine. It's a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. The Arab League postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay was announced before the meeting scheduled Thursday in Cairo. A new report finds Pakistan's building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. The U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center say Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the U.S. and Russia would have more. This is VOA News. President Obama hailed the revival of New Orleans, Louisiana, 10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. In a speech at a newly built community center in the city's lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane, President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery after suffering massive flooding.
You are an example of what is possible when, in the face of tragedy and in the face of hardship, good people come together to lend a hand.
President Obama said that New Orleans' recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation, disaster response, and resilience. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is proposing the creation of a three-person team to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. In a letter to the UN Security Council Thursday, Mr. Ban said the independent panel will try to identify those responsible for using chlorine and other chemical weapons. Earlier this month, the Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution calling for an investigative body to determine who's responsible for the attacks, which have killed and injured many civilians. Greece has its first female prime minister. Chief Supreme Court Judge Vasikiki Tanu was sworn in Thursday as the caretaker head of government. Ms. Tanu and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held on September 20th. French police dismantled one of the country's biggest and oldest Roma camps north of Paris, promising to find shelter for all evacuees. As many as 300 men, women, and children were ordered to pack up and move out of the camp in Seine-Saint-Denis. Many of the women are pregnant or caring for babies. The evacuation was peaceful. Authorities gave out hotel vouchers to the most vulnerable residents and said they will help others find shelters. A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump increasing his lead in a crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The latest Quinnipiac University poll showed Trump with 28% support among Republican voters. He easily topped his nearest challenger in the 17-candidate field, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, another political novice who had 12% support across the country. A month ago, the same poll pegged Mr. Trump's support at 20%. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to lead on the Democratic side and her presidential contending rivals, but her lead is dwindling amid continuing questions about her email practices when she was serving as Secretary of State. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.